Today's shir is Masechet Yuma Daf Samach Ches, and we're going to begin on Daf Samach Ches on the Beis at the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. We had learned in the Mishnah, in the previous blot, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did Kriyas HaTorah, and the Mishnah said that he has the option. He could either wear his own white beged, or he could wear the Big Day Lovin that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. There's a sugya in Shas that discusses, are Big Day Kahuna considered so holy, so kodesh, that one may not use it for anything besides the avoda? And that sugya is going to be part of what of our discussion today. Says the Gemara, Midiktani be'itztas lov mishloi, since our Mishnah taught us that the Kohen doesn't necessarily have to wear Big Day Kahuna when he does the Kriya Satira, Mechlal, the Kriya Lav Avoida he. So obviously it's not considered a full-fledged Avoida. Because were it to be considered a full-fledged Avoida, he would have to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Yet, our Mishnah does teach us, V'ktani imratza likres with Big Day boots, if the Kohen wants to wear the Big Day Lovin, Kairi, he may wear them. Shamit Shmapinah, so shouldn't our Mishnah be a proof that Big Day Kahuna, didn't let us spend, that one can wear the Big Day Kahuna even not when doing an Avoida? Because in our Mishnah we see that the Kriyas HaTorah is not an Avoida, and yet the Kohen can wear him. Says the Gemara, Dilmashani Kriya, perhaps there's no proof, because although the Kriya itself may not be an Avoida, the Tzarech Avoida he. It's a Tzarech Avoida because it's part of the process of Yom Kippur. And therefore, we can't have a proof from our Mishnah. So as the Gemara says, the Bolon, there's a Shaila throughout Shas, Big Day Kahuna Nitna Litnus Behen, or Litnus Litnus Behen. May one have Hanor from Big Day Kahuna or not? And as the Rishonim explain, how can we have a Havamina that the Big Day Kahuna are not Kodesh? They were donated by the Tzibur, they are from the Tzibur, they're worn by the Kohanim. So there are two ways the Rishonim explain. One is, as the Gemara says many times, Lo'nitnu Torah l'malachei Asharis, we're humans. It's impossible to figure out exactly that the Kohen is only wearing the Big Day Kahuna when he has to do the Avoida. And therefore, there's a Lev Bezdin Masna, that the Bezdin makes a condition that these Big Day Kahuna don't come to the status of Kedusha. Tosfos Rishonim is not satisfied with that pshat, because he says the Lei Bezdin Masna could either say it is or it isn't. Here we wanted to give it some sort of a status that it's somewhat Kaddish and somewhat not Kaddish. Bezdin can't do it. So he says that it works with a different logic. He says that we know for something to be subject to Me'ilah, it has to be called Kodshei Hashem, has to come to a certain degree of Kedusha. The Big Day Kahuna don't have that degree of Kedusha. Like we find Kachim Kalim don't have that degree of Kedusha. But the Achronim ask a different question. Even if we'll say the Big Day Kahuna are not Kaddish, and therefore Kohen can wear him even when he's not doing Avoida, we're discussing here the Big Day Lovin of Yom Kippur. And as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the Pasuk says regarding the Big Day Lovin of Yom Kippur, V'nicham Sham, Melamed Shatunim Gneza, that the Big Day Kahuna certainly, of Yom Kippur certainly can't be reused. So even if we'll hold the Big Day Kahuna normally are not subject to Mila, and a Kohen can wear him even not when he's doing the Avoida, here we're talking about the Big Day Lovin of Yom Kippur, which certainly are Kaddish. So some Achroinim say that our Gemara is going to have to go according to Reb Doisa. The Reb Doisa says that V'nicham Sham does not teach us that the Big Day Kahuna have to be buried, Tunin Gneza. He holds that the Kohen Gadol can't wear it again, but Kahanim Hajoy may. So it's the same. Or, other Achroinim say, that even if we'll hold that the Big Day Kahuna, Tunim Gneza, the Big Day Kahuna of Yom Kippur, at what point does that requirement come in? That requirement only comes in after Yom Kippur is over. Here we're still talking in the middle of Yom Kippur. So since it's still in the middle of Yom Kippur, the requirement for Tunim Gneza is not yet affected. Tashma. So Gemara attempts to bring a raya to the Shaila. What is the halacha of the Big Day Kahuna? It says, Lo yhoi shenim b'Big Day Kodesh. They were not allowed to sleep when wearing the Bigdei Kodesh, because there's a concern that they'll pass wind while they're sleeping. So says the Gemara, Sheinuhu Deloy. They're not allowed to sleep. Hamechel Achli. They will be allowed to eat. So you see that the Bigdei Kahuna are not Kodesh because the Kohanim are allowed to eat while wearing them. Says the Gemara, there's no proof from that. Dil Mashani Achila. You can't bring a proof that they're allowed to eat. That's a proof that they're not Kodesh. The Tzorech Avoidehi. Eating the karbonos is considered an avoida. Kretanya, v'ochlu aysom ashakupa mehem, melam shakahanim oichlu mebalim eskaprim. That there's a mitzvah. That's how the balim have the kapara, through eating the karbonos. And in fact, the halach is when the kahanim eat the karbonos, they make a bracha. The Rishonim say, they make a bracha shikudishanu b'kudishasoy shalaren v'tzivanu lechol kachim. So it's a mitzvah. That's why they were allowed to wear the begadim. But we have no raya to something else. And the Maram Shik, I saw interesting Maram Shik, he says, not only is there a mitzvah fulfilled when the kahanim eat kachim, but certain kachim kalim, the families of the kahanim are allowed to eat, the wives, the children. Those people eating the kabonis are also fulfilling a mitzvah. So there's no proof from eating. Says the Gemara, we'll prove it this way. Shinuhu deloy. They're not allowed to sleep in them. Haluchi mehalchi. They're allowed to walk around, even though they're not doing an avoida. So again, we have a proof that the big day kahuna are not kodesh because they're allowed to walk around while they're in them. Says the Gemara, but then who the haluchi namiloi? Truthfully, I could say pshat in the brayse is they're not allowed to even walk around. So why didn't the brayse say it? Why did the brayse just choose sleeping? The safe etzrichalei, because the brayse wanted to teach us a chiddush regarding sleeping. That it says, Poishtim Makapla Menichim Tachas Rishayim, that they're allowed to put them under their head. So says the Gemara, since we see that Poishtim Makapla Menichim Oysim Tachas Rishayim, that they're allowed to put the Big Dei Kahuna under their head, as a pillow, so to speak, Shema Mino, Big Dei Kahuna, Nitna Litnus Behen, that you're allowed to have Hano, because if you weren't allowed to have Hano from them, how could you use them as a pillow? So before we go further, the Achroinim ask, that it says, actually many Pais can bring this down, that the Gemara says that if somebody sleeps with his clothing under his head, it's kosher l'shicha. He's going to forget his learning. So before the discussion of how could they sleep with their Big Dei Kahuna under their head, and we have a question, are you allowed to have enough in the Big Dei Kahuna or not? You're not allowed to sleep with your clothing under your head. So I saw a number of terutzim. The Be'er Sheva says that the isser of sleeping with your clothing under your head is if they're only directly under your head. But let's say you have something between the clothing and your head, let's say you have a pillow in between, there's no concern. So we'll say that the clothing aren't directly under his head. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzilmus Chaim, says the only time there's a problem with sleeping with clothing under your head is if it's your clothing. But if it's somebody else's clothing, there is no issue. Here we're talking about somebody else's clothing. It's the clothing of the Hegdish. So therefore there is no concern. And the third teretz that I saw is that the only time there's a concern is when you do it on a regular basis. Here we're not talking that they're doing it on a regular basis. One time they slept with the clothing under their head. So, but the fact that they're allowed to sleep with the Big Dei Kahuna under their head is seemingly a proof that you're allowed to have enough from the Big Dei Kahuna. Rapapa responds, Loi taim etachas rishayim. It doesn't mean that they're under the head. El eim ekneged rishayim. That they're next to the head. And the Bryce is teaching us that you're allowed to sleep with the clothing next to your head, but there's no proof that you're allowed to sleep with them under your head, because perhaps under your head you may not be allowed to sleep, because that would be having hano, which is asur. Amar Rav Sharsha, so Rav Sharsha says, since we're saying now that you're allowed to sleep with the Big Dei Kahuna next to your head, shmam ino, so similarly we'll say, tefillah min atzad shapadami. That what he called it, that you're allowed to sleep with tefillin next to your head. And what's the concern? So Rashi here says the concern is that perhaps you should not be allowed to sleep with tefillin or Big Dei Kahuna next to your head because you may roll on them and pass wind. Or Rashi, Tosfos quotes from Masechta Talmud, says the concern is that you may roll on them and be mevazeh them, not treat them respectfully. So we see that you're allowed to sleep with the Big Dei Kahuna next to your head, you're also allowed to sleep with tefillin next to your head. So the Achroinim ask, how can we compare tefillin to Big Dei Kahuna? aren't filling a much higher level of Kedusha than Big Day Kahuna. So perhaps Big Day Kahuna you could sleep next to. Tefillin you can't. So they say, while you're awake, we could say there's a difference between Tefillin and Big Day Kahuna. But here we're talking about a person sleeping. And the only question is that he's going to roll on it. That doesn't make a difference, Tefillin or Big Day Kahuna. And from here we see that you're allowed to sleep next to the Tefillin. Before we go further, just to say, interesting halacha I saw from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that in a lot of shuls, the way they have the seats is that the seats are benches that open up. And people put their towels and tefillin under their seat. If we're seeing here that you're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin under your head, the Gemara is saying only next to your head. So Mishnah Berurah discusses how could you sit on a bench with the towels tefillin under you. So Mishnah Berurah says, if there isn't a tefach between the towels tefillin and the top of the bench, it's certainly usur. If there's a tefach, he says it would be mutter. He says also if the bench is nailed into the floor, it's considered a separate rishus and it's mutter. Says the Gemara, hachnan mistabra the connected rishayim. That when the Braisa says you're allowed to sleep with the Big Day Kahuna, it doesn't mean under your head, it means next to your head. If you're going to say it means that the tefillin, that the Big Day Kahuna under your head, but technically, mishum klayim, there's another concern. We know, as we're going to learn now, that the avnate, that the kohen got, that the kohen hedged wore, is made out of klayim. So the question is, how could you sleep with klayim under your head? It must be, it's not under your head, it's next to your head. The table of Shem Klayim, the Ikka Avnate, the Hanei Nami, because even if you'll say the Nitnu Lanus Behen, that you're allowed to have Hanor from the Big Day Kahuna, but from Klayim, you're not allowed to have Hanor, Hamasani Meklayim. So it must be next to you, not under you. And like the Rishonim explained, because all the reasons we said that you should be allowed to have Hanor from Big Day Kahuna, that it's not Kachi Hashem, that Lei Bez the Nasna, can't help you for Klayim. Says the Gemara, Hanich leman da Omer, Avnei Shekain God will be Yom Kippurim, Zev Avnei Shekain Hadi B'Shari Moshe Shana. We had a machloikus a number of times in Amasechta. The Avnei that the Kain God wore on Yom Kippur was certainly not Klayim. The Avnei that the Kain God wore all year was certainly Klayim. The question is, the Avnei that the Kain Hadi wore all year round, what is it? So if you say that the Kohen Hedjit wore all year round, Avnate that wasn't Shatness, so then the question doesn't begin. That the Avnate that Kohen Gadol wore Yom Kippur is not the same as the Avnate that the Kohen Hedjit wore. The Avnate that Kohen Hedjit wore all year round is Shatness, Mayikul Meimer. It must be that it was under his head. So Taisus says that the Gemara could have said that we're going according to the man Omer that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedjit was not Shatness, but the Gemara is going to attempt to say a Shat that works according to all Shitas, even according to the Shita that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedjit was Shatness. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks a very powerful Kasha. He says, everybody agrees that the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol all year round was Shatness. We're learning now that there's a shita that the avnate of the Kohen Hedjit all year round was not Shatness. Why is a Kohen Gadol allowed to wear a beged that's Shatness? That's the doicha loisa say. The mitzvah say doing the avoida is doicha the loisa say of wearing Shatness. But we know that the rule always is that when do we say as a doicha loisa say? If I have no choice. Here I have a choice. Let not the Kohen Gadol do the avoida. Let the Kohen Hedjit do the avoid, then we don't have to rely on Shatness. If we hold that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedjit was not Shatness. So Chaim Shalavitz answers that if when we say that the Kohen Gadol's Avnate was Shatness, it's not because Eser Doicha Loisa say that he's allowed to wear it. It's a heter. The Torah says we want you to wear an Avnate that's Shatness, and we want you to do the avoid of wearing that. So it's nothing to do with as the Dachalaisa say, and therefore his question is not applicable. Ask the Gemara, v'chi taima, so what are we saying? That's just to review, that if we would say the Pshat in the Brice is that he's sleeping on the Big Day Kahuna with his head on it, we have a problem of shatness. So it must be next to it. Says the Gemara, maybe he could be sleeping on it. V'chi temi, what are you going to say? Klayim b'levishava halohu d'asur. Only wearing klayim is asur. Batsar shari. But under him, klayim shatness is mutter. V'tanya, I prove to you that that's an incorrect assumption. Because the pasuk says, lo yala alecha. The Torah says you're not allowed to wear shatness. Avat mutter latzir tachtecha. You could put the shatness under you. Aval amru chachamim. Chazal taught us. Asur lasis came. We're not allowed to have shatness even under us. Shemra, tichra, nimach, achas, I'm sorry. Maybe one thread will go on his body. So Rashi Masech Tabei has two ways of explaining this Gemara. One way Rashi explains it is, there may be a thick strand, a thick thread, that will come off from the baggage that's under you, and it will cover you, and it will serve as a baggage. Another pshat Rashi says, is that even if it's a thin thread, which doesn't give warmth, and is therefore not considered wearing shatness. But if we combine the thin thread covering the person, plus the fact that there's shatness under him, that is usher. V'chi teima, what are you going to tell me? That we're not talking about a case that the shatness is directly under the person, that the big day kahuna are directly under the kohen. The masakle midi beini beini, that there are a number of layers between the big day kahuna and him, so there is no concern of sheva techo chnima, says the Gemara. V'amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Bishum Ben Levi, Amar Rebbe Mishum Kila Kedusha Shibushlayim. The Gemara Masechta says, Kedila Kedusha Bishlayim are the Tanoim that spent a third of the day davening, a third of the day learning, and a third of the day working. Afil Esematzos Zu Agav Zu. Even if you have 10 layers in between the Klayim Tachteim, and Klayim under you, also Loishon Aleim. You're not allowed to sleep on that. So we can't say that the Klayim are all the way under you, and there's a Hefsik. No, it must be that if the klayim, the Beit HaKohen, weren't under the head of the klayim, el shmamino k'neg rishayim, the next to the head, shmamino. And we have no proof if you're allowed to have a no from the Beit HaKohen. So the Ran and the Rambam both ask, if we're saying that klayim under a person is really mutter midraisa, what is the concern? Shematech rechnima. Maybe a thread will come out. So why taka if there's 10 layers in between you and the klayim? So there's no concern of shematech rechnima, do we say the gzeira? So the Rambam says, loy plug. When Chazal say gzeira, they say gzeira. You now have klayim under you under all circumstances. That's how the Rambam learns. The Ram says that if we're dealing with an article which is not an article of clothing, and taka there are so many layers between you and the klayim, it would be mutter. Here we're talking about an article of clothing. So yes, you're not wearing the article of clothing. It's under so many levels, under so many layers. But since it's an article of clothing, there's always a concern you may come to wear it, and therefore, even when it's 10 layers under you, you may not wear it. Ask the Achroinim. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the Kahanim. We have a cloud throughout Shas, Kahanim's Rizimhein. So they're careful not to do an Aveira. So what are we worried that Shematech Rechnima, that if they're going to sleep on the Klayim, they may wear the Klayim, Kahanim's reason. So the Mashah says that Kahanim's reason is only regarding Shabbos. That the Issurei, the Rabbanon on Shabbos, don't apply to Kahanim, the Beis Hamikdash, because Kahanim's reason hey. Here we're not talking about Shabbos. But many Achroinim disagree with the Mashah, because we see the concept of Ein Shus B'Migdash is not limited to Shabbos. And they say, when do we say Ein Shus B'Migdash? When it's Letzorech Avoida. It's not Letzorech Avoida. That's why we can't say Kahanim's Rizenheim. A third Teretz they say, yes, Kahanim's Rizenheim, and Kahanim are careful. But what are we speaking about here? We're speaking about when they're sleeping. As careful as you are, you can't control what you do when you sleep. And that's why the concern of Shematech Rechnima is relevant. Rav Ashi Omer, La'olam tachas rishayim. They had the klayim under the head. They had the big day kahuna under the head. Ask the Gemara for kamasani m'klayim. How could they have the shatness under the head? How could they have the big day kahuna under the head? They're being nena from klayim. Big day kahuna kashenheim. Big day kahuna are made out of a very hard material. Ki hod amar afhuna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Hay nam te gamda de narish. This felt material, sharia, may be worn. Why? Because it's not considered warming the body, And the only time something is asr for shatnas, if it's a beged that warms the body. So Rashi explains that this beged kuhuna, the avnet, was made out of a very hard material, and therefore there's no problem in being nana from it. It's not considered klein. As Tosfos, the Gemara Masechta Erechin says that hakol chayov meklein, everybody's obligated to follow the mitzvah of shatnas, kahanim levim yisrael. Ask the Gemara, why would I think kahanim levim are different? Answers the Gemara, since I see that kahanim are allowed to wear shatnas when they wear the bigdei kahuna, so we would think they're exempt from the isser of shatnas, tells us the Mishnah they're not exempt. But according to Rashi's explanation, they are exempt, because the bigdei kahuna are made out of a material that's not subject to klein. So the Baal Amor answers that Rashi will hold that even though the avnet is not subject to klayim, when the Gemara says that the kahanim are not allowed to wear klayim, it's also talking about the choshen and eifed, and the choshen and eifed weren't hard, and that's why I need to tell us that they're exempt for klayim by the choshen and the eifed, nowhere else. Tosfos, because of this question, says that even if we'll hold that a hard material is not subject to klayim, that's only to use it under you. But to wear klayim, even if it's a hard beged, you're not allowed to. Unless it's the bigdei kahuna that the Torah gave us a hetar. Before we leave the sugya of the klayim, the halacha is that you're certainly not allowed to wear shatnas, even a hard beged with machmer. In terms of under you, if you sleep on something that's klayim and it folds up, so that's considered like it's covering you and it's usher. If it's totally under you, midrais it's not klayim. Midrabanon, it depends what type of material it is. That's why I saw two interesting shailas. Why would be the halacha? Why don't we have to check our mattresses if they're not klayim? So Michas Yitzchak says that one should take a check the mattresses if they're klayim. He says if you come to if there's a chash, if you know there's no problem, then you don't have to check. Jesse says, if you come to someone's house and they didn't check his mattresses, you don't have to be concerned because you don't sleep directly on the mattress. You sleep on a sheet, and moreover, the mattress doesn't fold up. It's generally a hard. And also, there's a question that maybe a hard material, which we just said, isn't subject to klayim. And also, it's a suffix if it's klayim, so you could be mekel. The other shaila would be: let's say someone has a wool carpet. Rav Wolzin discusses this. Let's say somebody has a wool carpet. And it's a plush carpet, when you step on it, it may cover your feet. So you should be careful, he says, that if it's a plush carpet and it's made out of wool, you should be concerned for klayim. But let's say it's only covering you. The Chalkas Yaakov says, let's say you had an umbrella made out of klayim, it wouldn't be a problem. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Braisa teaches us, Bigdekun Hayotz Ben Medina Osir, somebody walks out of the base of Migdash, out of the Harag Bayis, the Ritva says, it's Osir, or B'Migdash, whereas when he's in the base of Migdash, Ben B'Shas Avoida, Ben B'Shloi B'Shas Avoida, whether he's doing Avoida, whether he's not doing Avoida, Mutter. Nei, Shebigdek Kuhuna, Nitnun Lenus, Behem Shmamino. So here the Braisa clearly tells us that you'll have enough in the Bigdek Kuhuna. There's a Machloikus Rishoinim, Taisus in the Rambam, that when we say now that you're allowed to have hanof from bigdei kuhuna, what does that mean? Does that mean as long as he's on the harabayas, the kohen is allowed to put on the bigdei kuhuna even though he's not doing any avoida? Or does it mean that if he's wearing the bigdei kuhuna because he was doing an avoida and he's on the harabayas, he may continue wearing them? But says the Ritva, certainly when the kohen is doing anything that's considered an avoida, let's say eating kachim, even if he's not eating them in the harbayis, kachar kalim can be eaten anyway in Yerushalayim, then he certainly is allowed to wear the bigdei kahuna. Ask the Gemara, medina loy, is this true that you're not allowed to wear the bigdei kahuna outside the harbayis? V'tanya, be'esrim v'chamisha b'tevis. Before we go further, I just want to say over a beautiful verse from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim says that in Parshas Truma, the Pasuk teaches us all the various materials that were donated for the Mishkan. Zav, Tcheles, Agomen, V'avni Shoyim, V'avni Melum. The expensive stones that were put on the Choshen David. Ask the Aruch Chaim. Avni Shoyim and Avni Melum were very expensive, very rare stones. Shouldn't they be mentioned first?
Why did he mention last?
So he says, beautiful. Zav and Tcheles were used for the Bigdei Kahuna, and were used for other items in the Beis HaMikdash. On the other items, there's certainly a concern of Mila. The Avnei Shayim and Avnei Meluim were only used for the Bigdei Kahuna. Al Gemara just finished teaching us that by the Bigdei Kahuna there's no problem with Mila. So they're less Kaddosh, they're less holy than everything else, and that's why they mentioned last. Ask the Gemara, are you allowed to wear the Bigdei Kahuna outside the Haram Migdash? It was saying that you're not allowed to wear the Bigdei Kahuna outside the Haram Bayis, but Tanya, it says a Braisa. There's something called Megillas Tainus, which listed all the Yom Tovim that you weren't allowed to fast, you weren't allowed to say a Hesped. 25 days in Tavis is considered Yom HaGerizim, to lay Umisped, that you're not allowed to say a Hesped on that day. Because it's Yom Shabik Shekutim Espes Al Kainu Melaxandri Moitim. The Kutim approached Alexander and said they should destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Lachrivoy. V'nipnulem, and he gave them permission. They came and notified Shimon HaTzadik. So what did Shimon HaTzadik do? Lovish Bigdei Kahuna. The Nisatim of Bigdei Kahuna. He put on the Bigdei Kahuna. Umi Akira Yisrael Imoy. The distinguished people of Klai Yisrael walked with him. The Vukish Labe Yidem carrying torches. The Kol HaLayla Halala Hoch Mitzadzeh. The Halala Hoch Mitzadzeh. They accompanied him, some to the right, some to the left. Ad She'olo Amor HaShach until day broke. When they broke, so Alexander said, "Mihalol, who are these people?" Amla Yehudim Shemor Debach. They're the Jews that rebelled against you. Kivin Shigil Antifris. Once they came to Antifris, Zochu Chama, the son, came up. Upelgazabazah, and they met Alexander and his entourage with Shimon HaTzadik and his entourage. Kivin Shirol Shimon HaTzadik. Once Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yod Mekafta, he came off his chariot, Vishtachvilafon, but he bowed down to him. Amulai, Melech Godel Kamoischach, such a great king, Yishtachvil Yehudizah, bows down to this Jew. Amulai, the most Yukta Shazah, Menatzechas Lafonai Rebeis Mechamti. This is the figure I see when I go out to battle and win. Amulam Lomabasim. So Alexander asked him, why did you come? Omer, Ef Shabayish Mispalim Ba'alecha. In the house where we davened for your success, for your kingdom's success, Shloite Chav that shouldn't be destroyed, Yesuacha Oidek Chavim Lachrivay, the Goyim should be able to convince you to destroy it. What's Pshat that we davened for his success? Because it says in Pirkei Avos, Ham Mispalil B'Shloime Shal Malchus. Or, the Gemara says that we bring 70 Kabonis and Sukkis for the 70 Umas Olam. Amla mi alolu. Who says such a thing about me? Amla l'kutim halolu, these kutim. Shandul fenech that's standing here and speaking about us. Amla marei mesurim b'yedechem. I give them in your hands, do what you want. Miyad, immediately nikvim b'kveim. They made holes in the soles of their feet. V'tov b'sin v'susayim. And tied them to the tails of their horses. V'yemigarim ha'ismal kutsim v'abakanim. They dragged them on the thorns. Until they came to Agrizim. Kim Shigil Agrizim, when they got to Agrizim, Cheshur, they plowed it, they destroyed it, Vizor Kashinim, they planted vetch there. Kederach Shabik Shulasis Beis Alkeinu, like they wanted to do to Beis HaMikdash. Vaisa Yoim, and that day, Asu Yontif. So we see that Shimon HaTzadik wore the Begadim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Gemara, Ibais Emeruyin LeBigdei Kahuna. He wasn't really wearing Bigdei Kahuna. He was wearing something that was looked like the Bigdei Kahuna. So Mefarshim say, beautiful Peshat. Shimon HaTzadik knew that one day he may have to come to Alexander wearing these begadim. So he had in his closet a spear set of Bigdei Kahuna that weren't Kadosh, ready for such an eventuality. It was a time of an emergency. Asks Rebbe Yoshev. The halacha is, when can you rely, that in time of emergency, in Sakonis Nefashis, you're allowed to do whatever you have to do. But what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to do something that works b'derech hateva. Here he wasn't doing something that works b'derech hateva. So why is he allowed to do it? So Rabbi Yoshua says, when are you not allowed to do something that's b'derech hateva? When you're not sure that you're going to have a neis. Shimon HaTzadik, and that's why he's called Shimon HaTzadik, was so certain that a neis will happen that he could wear the Bigdei Kahuna. Because he's certain that it'll work. And the Mefarshim say that in the Torah we find the Bigdei Kahuna called Bigdei Srod. What's the terminology, Bigdei Srod? So they said, Shrod means sorid, left over. Thanks to the Big Day Kahuna, Klal Yisrael was sorid, we were sreed and we were saved from this terrible decree. So we learned in the Mishnah, Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah, the Chazan HaKnesses takes the Sefer Torah, gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses, the Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Skan, and then he gives it to the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Shema Minoch Holk and Kavlu Talmud Mokum Rav, that we're giving honor to the Talmidim, to the lower people in front of the Kohen Gadol. Amrabai, Kul Mishnah, Kfayt, the Kohen Gadol. All of this is to show cover to Kohen Gadol how many layers of people there are below him. The Kohen Gadol, Oymid, and the Kohen Gadol gets up to receive the Sefer Torah. Meklal, so it seems to be Shu Yoshev, then until now he was sitting. Ask the Gemara of Anantanan, Ein Yeshiva Bazorah, no one may sit in the Azorah, El Malchav Estavah Bavad, only kings from Malchav Estavah, Shinemar, V'yovah HaMelech, Dovah V'yesh Lufnei Hashem, so how could he sit? So the Mepharshim say, in David's time there was no Beis HaMikdash, how could we say that he wasn't allowed to sit? So they say it doesn't refer to the Beis HaMikdash, it refers to the Mishkan, and that he sat in the Azorah of the Mishkan. Why only Malchav Estavah may sit? So some say because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the Kisei Hashem, and they're also sitting on the Kisei Hashem. Another reason is, why is somebody not allowed to sit in the Azorah? Because it may get to his head, it may bring Gaiva, or that he won't have the proper respect. Malchav Beis David, those concerns don't apply. Answers the Gemara, it wasn't in the Azorah, it was in the Ezra Snoshim. Karam Rav Chizda Be'Ezra Snoshim, like Rav Chizda said elsewhere, we'll see in a moment where, Hachin Nami Be'Ezra Snoshim. Says the Gemara, Hechi Itmed Rav Chizda, where do we learn what Rav Chizda said regarding the Ezra Snoshim? Aha, Meisvei, regarding this Kasha. The Tanya, Hechin Karim Ba, where did they learn this, from the Torah? By Hakel Bazaro. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer Bahar Abayis. Shinemar, V'yikra Ba Lefnei Rechoiv, Asher Lefnei Shar Hamayim. V'omer Rav Chizda, Chizda says be'ezra snoshim. Even if you'll say that they leaned, since the melech, when he leaned, sat, it must be be'ezra snoshim. So the pasuk continues in describing what happened there. V'yivarech ezra s'ashem alakim ha'godl. My godl, what does godl mean? Amar of Yosef, Amar Rav, shigid lo b'shem ha'mefarish. That he used the full name, that he pronounced Hashem's name, yud kei vav kei. Rav Gidl Amar, that he said, Baruch Hashem alakai Yisrael min ha'olam v'ha'olam. As the Rishonim explained, in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, when a bracha was concluded, they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam. In the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, when there were people who are apikarsim, and started denying that there were two worlds, so they added Min Olam Ven Olam. Omer Abaya, Le'avdim V'dilma Shigil B'Shem HaMafarish, who says that it means that they added this nusach, a baruch Hashem al kei somen olam va'olam, maybe it means that they said yudkei vavkei. Amrei ein oim Hashem first begvulim. You're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem outside. V'loksir v'yamir Ezra asoif ha'migdal eitz asha osla dover v'omru rav gidl shigudl b'shem ha'mefarish. So we see that he said the Shem Hashem outside of the Azara, says the Gemara, ha'roa shah ha'isof. So the Gemara goes in to what was the story, what was this ha'roa shan, ha'shah. Says the Gemara, Yitzaku al Hashem Elokim b'kol godl. They cried out to Hashem with a high voice. My Omer, Omer Rav Vitem Rav Yochanan, bye bye. As they were davening, they gave a krechts, oy vey. And I saw the Shor Mitzion Balocha brings down a shail shetshuvas chaz de David. Interesting shaila. Let's say while somebody's saying Shemin Esrei, and the Yid is davening to Hashem, and he has something bothering him, and he gives out a krechts, Ribbono Shel Olam. Is that considered a hefsik in middle of Shemoneh Esrei? And he says, based on this Gemara, that you're allowed to. Bye-bye! In middle of the davening, they gave out a krecht. So Yid gives a krecht. Hayna hayda akrav al migdasha. This yetzahara of Avodah Zarah destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The kal yalei chalei caused the Beis HaMikdash to be burnt. The katlina lekula tzadiki, it caused all the tzadikim to be killed. The glinu liyisrael marayim. And it caused that Klal Yisrael should go to Golus. V'dayin merakad beinon. And this Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah still exists between us. Klum yahaftalon. Why do we have this Yetzahara? El kabel bayagra. Person has a Yetzahara, that he should overcome the Yetzahara, and thereby got tzchar. Loi ir beinon, we don't need the Yetzahara. V'loi agra beinon, we don't want the tzchar. Nafloi, Piska Marikia, so a piece of paper came down from Shemayim to have a Kosaba Emes that said Emes on it. Amar Avi Chanina, Shema Mina Chois Mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is Emes. And this was, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sealing and agreeing to them that he will destroy the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And we see it. That's why we don't have such a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. But first, we'll explain why is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Because there's only one Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Emes is only one. There's only one truth. So the most appropriate thing to be the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Maral says very interesting. He says, the word Echad, the gematria of Echad is 13. From the letter Aleph to the letter Mem are 13 letters. And from the letter Mem to the letter Sof are 13 letters. That's why Emes and Echad travel together and most appropriate to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal. And there's an interesting Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, the Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah, Tzadikim Gemurim B'yad Nechtovim V'Nechtomim L'Alta L'Chaim. Rosh Hashanah Gemurim B'yad Nechtovim V'Nechtomim L'Alta L'Misa. Beinanim on Yom Kippur. But as the Pnei Yeshua, on Rosh Hashanah the Gemara uses the word Nechtomim. On Yom Kippur the Gemara doesn't use the word Nechtomim. Why not? So he says, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Din is Emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chasima is Emes. So on Yom Rosh Hashanah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can make chesimus. Yom Kippur is the day of chesed, of rachmim. That's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu seal. So there's no chesima on Yom Kippur, because it's not the day a Kodesh Baruch Hu is using his midas ha-emes. It's the day he's using his midas ha-rachmim. Oysu b'taleis ha-taleis ha-yomim, they sat in a tainus for 3 days with taleis ha-laylis up. Like the Mashal says, we see from Esther, that the amount of time to sit in the tainus is 3 days and three nights. Masrua Nale. And they gave over this Yetzirah to them. Norfolk, ki also Guria de Nura, and base Kotche Kotchim. A flame of fire exited from the Kodesh Kodashim. That represented the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Ask Shabrilio Dessler, why is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah residing in the Kotche Kotchim? Is that the place for the Yetzirah? So he says to teach us that even the holiest person has to worry about the Yetzirah. He could be the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He says another pshat. The Mefarshim say another pshat. What is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah compared to? The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is compared to Machloikis. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is compared to Kas, anger. Even Kodesh HaKadoshim, even the holiest people have to be worried about Machloikis. They have to be worried about Kass, about getting angry. Amalu, Novel Yisrael, Hani Yitzhu Davaris Kachavim. This flame that just exited the base, Kacha Kachim, is Davaris Kachavim. Shinam of Yom is Zois Harisha. This is that Yetzahara. But Hadit of Sua, when they tried to catch it, Ishtabit Binisa Mamazia. A hair came out of its body, they pulled out a hair, and that represents that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah does still somewhat exist. V'ramakala, and it raised its voice. V'azikala abamei parasi. Its voice was heard for 400 parasi. Mefarshim say, what is 400 parasi? 400 parasi is the area of Eretz Yisrael. That specifically in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be worried about Avodah Zarah. Amehech Navit. So what should we do? Demachas v'shom merachim alem shmaim. If we leave this Yetzirah out, it will continue screaming, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis on everything, and will have Rachmanis on this Yetzirah and let it survive. Amalei, Navi, so the Navi told him, Shav you be the duda da avra, put it in a lead pipe, v'chafu elapume be'avra da avra, and seal it with lead, mishiv shav kol, and the lead will absorb the sound. Shinema v'yoyim ezois harisha, v'yashlech oisei atoi fa'eicha, they put it into a pipe, v'yashlech as evan oferes alpia. Amru, so they said, since we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to Atfila, Neboi Rachma Yitzid Aveira. Let's also dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yetzirah for Znus, for immorality, should also be destroyed. Boy Rachmi, so they dive into Nisbi Yudai, it was given to them. Amru Chazu, the Katlis Elohu, but the Navi told them, if you kill it, Kalya Alma, the world will be destroyed because nobody will have any desire to have relations with their wife. And there won't be any more multiplication of people in the world. Chavshua Tlosa Yoma. So they weren't sure what to do. So they had it locked up, so to speak, for 3 days. Ubar Beis Abbas Yom B'chol Yisrael, and they were looking for a fresh egg anywhere in Yisrael for Lishtakach. They couldn't find, because the desire for multiplication was removed. From a Hechinavitz, what should we do? Neftalei, should we destroy this Yetzirah Kaya Alma? There won't be any world left. Nebar Rachmi, a Palga. Should we say that it should be diminished? Palga V'rikila Yava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a half gift, either or. Kachlinu Lanayu, they blinded it, so to speak, for Shafkua, and then they let it go. For Hani Deloy Migri Bali Insha Bikrivasai. It helped that much that even though people have desire, people don't have desire to have relations with their close relatives. That much it accomplished. Says the Ein Yitzchak, the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak, if that's the case, why is the halacha the one is not allowed to be misyachid on a permanent basis with a sister? If this accomplished, the person doesn't have a yetzahara to live with his sister, so then just like one can have yichud with his mother or his daughter, she's able to have yichud with his sister. So the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak answers that by right, yichud should be mutter with one sister. And that's why the halacha is that temporarily it's mutter. Why is it usher on a permanent basis? Because since before the story, they had already made a gzeirah that one can't be misyachid with his sister, an gzeirah that a bezdin makes, another bezdin can't undo. That's why that gzeirah still remains. But Merava Masni Hachi. Merava have a different version of what happened. Rav Gidl Amar, Gadol Shigadol B'Shem Mefarish, that they use the Shem Mefarish. Rav Masna Amar, Rav Masna has a different explanation. The pasuk says Hakeil Agudol Agivav Anoira. V'Ad Rav Masna Mesail Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. Don Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. Loma Nikrushman Anshe Knesset Agdoila. Why the Anshe Knesset Agdoila called Anshe Knesset Agdoila? Shikdira Ataru LeYoshna. They brought back Hakadosh Baruch Hu's crown. Also, Moshe, as we find in Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hakeil Agudol Agivav Anoira." Also, Yirmi Va'Oima, Nachar Mekakrim Be'Echoloi. We have Goyim dancing, so to speak, in the base of Migdash. Ayin Eroisav, where is his might? Lo Amen Noira. He no longer said Noira. Also, Daniel, Amen Nachar Mishtabnim Be'Beis Be'Bonav. The Goyim are making us be their servants. Ayik Verosai, where is his strength? Lo Amen Giber. Also, Inu, came down to Knesset Agdoil of Amen Ad Rabba, Zu Gvurosai. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might. Shekoivis es Yitzroi, Shenoisen Erech Apayim, the Rishoyim, that he waits for the Rishoyim, Veil in the Roisa, that he gives time for the Rishoyim to do the Aveira, he doesn't punish them immediately. Veil in the Roisa, Shemoli Mar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hech Uma Achas Yechoil Eskayim Ben Umas. How can we survive? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to survive is the Gevuras Hashem, is the strength Hashem. How could these Nevi'im taken out the word Hagibah V'Anoira if Moshe Rabbeinu told us to say it? As we said before, truth is crucial. They couldn't say the word Gibor. They couldn't say the word Noira. Something that they couldn't say because they didn't feel it was true, they just didn't say. So Masha asks, the Gemara says, why they called the Anshe Knesset HaGedoila? Because Shechzira Torah LeYoshna. What words did they bring back? Givav Anoira. So they shouldn't be called Godl. The word Godl always remained. The word Givav Anoira, those are the words that were deleted. So they should be called Givav Anoira, not Godl. So Masha says, to have a crown, what's shat a crown? That I'm a king of different things, of subjects. If there's nothing to be a king over, you can't be called Godl. They gave Godel the ability to be a king. Because once there's Giva Vanaira that can be subject to Godel, so now the Godel has a chshivas, has significance. Or pshat is, Godel means that they brought back the valor, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It doesn't mean the word Godel, it means Giva Vanaira. There's a beautiful mashal for the Ber Maim Chaim regarding what's Kvuras Hashem. He says, there's once a child who was very ill. And he went to the doctor, and his father took him to the doctor, and the doctor says that this child has to have a limb amputated. So the doc- So the father says, you have to do it. The doctor says, there's no choice. So the father says, okay, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But I don't want to be in the room to observe. The doctor says, you don't have to be in the room. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hide. Wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to see us and our tzaras. That's the gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he watches Klal Yisrael and tzaras, but he knows that it's good for us. But says the Satmar Rebbe, we say in Tachnun on Monday and Thursday, Tnu uscho l'avdecho v'sfartcho b'yad tzar. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, how do we see tferes? That's v'sfartcho b'yad tzar, that Klal Yisrael are between enemies, and we see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how all the enemies of Klal Yisrael want to destroy us. V'sfatecha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His tremendous glory saves us. But what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tnu uscho l'avdecha, that we shouldn't rely on that. That the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Klal Yisrael, should be evident, not when we're living in tzaras, not when we're living in a world where the Goyim want to destroy us. Just uscho, because we have our self-strength, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Gula.